producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, we have a couple people ahead of you, but we should be able to get you on the air today. 855-993-7569. We were talking earlier to Monica, who is one of twins who felt like her big sister was always pretty hostile to her. And Arlene is calling and saying, well, she was a twin as well, and she thought her big sister was hostile to her. And I'm saying, well, you know, it's tough being a sib of a twin. It's tough being a sib of someone who has special needs. The family structure is very complicated, and it's why sibling rivalry is a real phenomenon. Remember, sibling rivalry literally is as old as not only the Bible, but the Old Testament, right? We got Cain and Abel. The first sibs on the face of the earth ended up hating each other, right? So it's a complicated relationship. And when you've got something that distinguishes, you know, that whether you're talking about the Cain and Abel or the Smothers brothers or Monica and her twin or Arlene and her twin, it's a complicated relationship. And because it involves mom and dad, it becomes even more intense and can carry through in life. My point as a psychologist is to help those of you who feel burdened by it on one way or the other. As I said, in my practice, and I had a relatively limited practice, but at one point, 50% of my clients, of my caseload, were twins. Being a twin and being a sib of a twin is not an uncomplicated issue. So we're sort of dealing with some of the fallout from that a little bit today. All right, we were talking with Arlene, who said that her big sister was mean. So, all right, Arlene, tell me what I can help you with today.
Well, I've clarified it through the years, you know, with psychology courses and whatever. But I remember one day I said to my sister, you know, as an adult, I said, you're just jealous. And she said, what have you got to be jealous of? You had children, and that was the only thing I had, didn't have that you had. Now I have children, and there's nothing I could be jealous of. And yet I already saw my sister look in the mirror and say, I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself. No, so I understand. My sister was totally jealous. And when we were young, when a cousin would come and stay with us, an older cousin, she would take the cousin out of the house in the morning before my twin brother and I would wake up, and she'd keep them to herself. And, you know, play outside, and my brother and I couldn't share with our cousins. And later on in life...
Arlene, are you ever going to be able to put this down and let it go?
No, I'm just explaining the way it was.
Well, but Arlene, at some point, don't you want for yourself a sense of equanimity, a sense of not being angry at anybody in your life?
Oh, no, no. My sister really doesn't talk to me now because...
Arlene, you didn't answer my question. I said, wouldn't you like some sense of peace and equanimity in your life where you're not angry with anybody?
Oh, my friends are wonderful, and most of them are
single. Well, but that's not what we're talking... Arlene, you have an amazing ability to not pay any attention to the question. You just say, you're like my thesis committee. They said, well, if they ask you a question you don't like, just answer some other question.
My
committee must have been in your back bedroom.
No, I only called because I can really understand how this other lady felt. I can understand.
Well, but honey, I'm saying something a little different. And what I was trying to do is help Monica. Look, I'm not arguing that anything, I'm not arguing that her perception is wrong. I'm just saying ideas are for using, not believing. Mm-hmm. And if something makes you sad, why do you want to invest in it? If something makes you angry, if something makes you anxious, invest in something. Your attitude is really a choice. You really can choose to focus someplace else, to think about something in a different way. Changing somebody else's behavior is well nigh impossible. Changing your own behavior is difficult, but it's doable. And what I'm in the business, if you think about it, if you boil everything else down, I'm in the business of helping people to change their attitude so they can change their behavior. Because you can't change your behavior without changing your attitude for any length of time.
Well,
so the issue, I'm not arguing right or wrong, I'm saying, why would you want to invest in something that makes you so unhappy?
I was interested in what this lady was saying, and
But that you were interested because it confirms your sense of being angry with your sister.
What if you
stopped being angry with your sister? Wouldn't that be a comfort?
Oh no, I feel sorry for her. She's angry at me. She's angry at me for being born. And you know, I think that there should probably be more information on twins.
There is a lot of information on twins.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't found much.
No, honey. Just go look up twins. I mean, there's gobs of information. And there were books done about it. There's things about twins separated at birth. There's gobs of information about twins because they've always been interesting. First of all, they've always been interesting to human society from the beginning, just because there are two of them. And especially fraternal, not as much, but identical, because visually they're compelling. But in boys and girls who are the same age and look the same, although with fraternal twins, you don't necessarily get exactly the same issues. But the point is that social scientists have always been fascinated by them. So there's lots of information. Excuse me.
You hear a lot about sibling rivalry and firstborn, secondborn, middle child, baby child, and all that, but never is anything ever said about twins.
Arlene, you're not looking in the right places. Go Google twins. There's probably... let me see what happens if I Google twins. There are probably 100,000 responses.
It's very confusing being a twin.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm telling you, there's a huge amount of information. If you decide that you want to go... I'm just going to Google twins for you and just see what happens. All right, twins. Let's see what happens here. Twins. How many does it say there are? Oh, pages and pages and pages.
Really?
And pages. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, go look up twins.
Mm.
Sex, twins, pictures, more from National Geographic, mixed-up brothers of Bogota, twins, latest news updates, pictures, official sites of the Elizabethtown twins, when your dad is a twin, here where there are a lot more twins these days, Arizona Coyotes call up backup goal when he is baiting twin. Twins, twin babies, parents, twins, 1998, that was the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, their images, you could probably spend the rest of the day just looking up issues about twins. All right, so there you go. All righty, 855-993-7569, Monica, you're on the air, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Joy, and I was listening to the last caller, so it seemed to me that she had kind of the same attitude as I have had, but you gave me a real good insight on the whole situation, that really, to have a relationship with somebody shouldn't be based on, you know, gift-giving.
Yeah.
Who cares what kind of gift?
Yeah, well, and the fact that they let me just tell you a quick story. I have a very large family, which means it's complicated. I think the larger it is, the more complicated it gets. One year, there was a sweater from Goodwill. It was the waxed wool. Have you ever seen that? I think they originally the Scandinavian Navy or something wore it. It's very scratchy, and then they cover it with it's lamb's wool, and they cover it with, I guess, lanolin or something, so it's waterproof. And so it's very scratchy, and somehow one sib sent it, I don't even remember who sent it originally, and somebody washed it thinking that they could get rid of that kind of oily stuff, which is the lanolin. That's how it's treated. So it shrunk, which means it had the same specific gravity as lead. Ugly as hell. Just awful. And every year it got sent around. And I think that was the kind of funny part of it. Let me put you back on hold because I do want to hear what you wanted to say. Let me put you back on hold, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready? 855-993-7569. Okay, Monica. So you said we were talking about gift giving and about your kind of cranky older sister. And so tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, and that was it. It's just all her life, the way she's always been towards my sister and I, and we resented it. And I'm sure she resented us.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah.
But as we're getting older, as I'm getting older, life is so short.
Yeah.
How would I feel if she were to pass away and I don't go to her funeral?
Well, you'd go to her funeral, wouldn't you?
You know, I thought about that, and I thought after the last thing she did, I said to myself, no, I don't even want to go to her funeral, but I just said that out of anger.
Yeah.
Really? How would I feel going to her funeral and not knowing I didn't make amends and be talking with her?
Well, I think that's the point, isn't it? It's not so much the funeral, because the funeral is for the survivors, not for the person who's left.
Right.
But the point being, if she goes, guess who gets left holding all those nasty feelings? That would be you.
Exactly.
And you don't want that, right? So, all right, so let's talk about how to deal with that. All righty? Good for you. Because I think you did a lot of work in a very short period of time of doing exactly what that says, look, what's the cost of this, of my philosophy? And what you said is, it's pretty high. That if she should die, she's 3 years older than you are, so the odds are certainly that she would predecease you, that I don't want to be left with those feelings. So the question is, what do we do now? Right?
Right, right.
All right, so let's talk about that. If we're up to you, what would you do?
What would I do? I would call her up and ask to meet with her.
Okay. And if she says, what's the point, you know, about what are you going to say?
I would say, because I want to see you and I love you.
Okay, great. What if she says, well, I don't know, why did you just, you sent me that really nasty letter?
I'm going to say I sent it because I was angry. Angry of things that you have given me. I expected more from someone that has so much money. And
okay, good, but let me tell you what she's going to say to that. I think it's a good start, but I think, let me tell you what she's going to say. She said, well, it's not up to you how I spend my money. So what if we back off that a little bit of saying I was angry because I guess I sort of felt like your gifts. See, I think if you mention money, you're going to get yourself in hot water. And as you heard me say earlier in the program about another caller, if you take them back to what the argument, they're going to remember those feelings, which means you've started the war again. You've just kind of lit the fire under them. So I think you're on the right track. So, all right, I want to see you. What do you want about? Well, I miss you and I see you. And said, and you can even head her off at the pass by saying, I think I acted as a baby sister. I acted as a little sister when I sent that letter. I probably shouldn't have done it. If I was unhappy with you, number one, I probably should have talked to you face to face. But I sort of guess that, I guess, and maybe it's kind of petty on my part to say that I expected sort of nicer gifts from you because you're my sister and you have such lovely taste, which is a little different than saying you have a lot of money, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that might be a more tactful way of doing it.
Exactly. Right?
Okay, so, all right, so... So I think it's a great idea, Monica, and I would do it. As I said, I think if you mention money, you're going to start a war again. But I think if you mention you have such lovely taste or you have such a generous nature, except when it comes to me, I think I'd say taste rather than generous, because generous is going to get you back fairly quickly to money.
Oh.
And then, you know, what I would do, I would offer to buy her lunch. I would make sure that you can buy her lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you a quick story about big sisters and little sisters. I had a friend who's a middle child, and she comes from one of the famous families in America. And I'd known her for about a year and a half before I even made the connection with her last name, which is the last name of a major family in America, like Rockefeller. It's not Rockefeller, but it's in that genre. It never even occurred to me. And when we went out, I guess I would either offer to pay for her lunch. I didn't have any idea. I mean, she's from one of the wealthier families in the world, and either we would go Dutch or I would pay for lunch or whatever. I don't even remember what it was. And she finally said, could I pay for lunch? And I said, sure. And she said, you know, I feel like when the two of us are together, you're the big sister and I'm the little sister, and I'd really like to get out of that pattern. And it never even occurred to me that that's what was going on, that, you know, that I'm just used to taking care of my brothers and sisters. And it helped me a lot because I didn't realize that that's what I was unconsciously doing, that when I would, my basic rule is whoever invites pays, but I was usually the one who did the inviting, so I ended up paying. And I wasn't saying they didn't have the money, I wasn't saying anything except that was just the big sister role. And for her to talk about big sister, little sister was incredibly helpful for me. So if you call up your sister, number one, you take the initiative, and you said, I'd like to buy you lunch, and then you pick a nice restaurant. I mean, you don't have to break the bank, but pick a nice restaurant. You pay for lunch. You've just gone beyond the little sister role. And she, I mean, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't that sound like fun?
Yes.
Listen, I am, Monica, I got to tell you, I am so proud of you because, you know, because you listen to the program, how hard I worked to try and change people's mind. And I really sort of felt like I'd failed with you, to be quite honest. I felt like I didn't want to, clearly I didn't want to badger you. And when you called back, to be quite honest, I thought you were going to read me the riot act. And you did this wonderful, wonderful thing of saying, wait a minute, I thought about this and I want to change it. Tell me how to change it. So I am incredibly proud of you. And I think you could change. I mean, I hear the difference in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Call up your sister and say, you know what, I've always been the little sister, I've always been the twin to your big sister, I want to buy you lunch, I love you, I miss you, let me take you out for a lovely lunch, and see what happens, and let me know, all right?
Right, I will. Well, you know,
you're my
every
hero.
Time I do something, I try to pray, because God is always right in his answers. And I'm a Christian, and I don't argue with him. So.
Well, you did a good job of arguing with me, so that's okay.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry at all. It's not. Listen, I don't. Obedience is not part of my requirement. And you thought about it, and that's. And look, even when you don't think about it, I think it's your right to do it. I just didn't want to harangue you. But I think you really are my hero today. You did a really, really good job about doing something that you can ask Jacob. I said, I really feel like I failed her. You know, I just didn't get through to her, and I really tried. And somehow you opened your head and your heart, and so I am incredibly grateful to you. Amen.
Yeah, thank you. And there was one thing, Joyce, Dr. Joy, that you asked me a question. If there was
right, let me put you on hold. Let me put you on hold. Hold that thought. I'll come right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Monica, who has brought us into the world of twindom today. And we're talking about how she can repair basically a lifelong difficult relationship with her big sister. And you said that you had something that you wanted to bring to my attention, so go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Joy. You had asked me if there was one thing that I could get or have from my sister, what would you want?
Mm-hmm.
What would I want? I would want her love, and that means true love. That means love and respect and a good communication between both of us. We're on the same page. That's what I would love.
All right. Well, love is going to be manifest in different ways. So I think that one, I think you're better off rather than asking for love, because she may say, well, I love you. I've never forgotten your birthday, and I changed your diapers, and, you know, I call you on Christmas. So you may be better off going toward physical manifestations of saying, I mean, you've already mentioned one thing about gifts, although I think that's a little tricky. But is there, for example, would it help if she called you? How often does your sister call you?
Well, she doesn't call anymore since I wrote the letter.
Yeah, okay. So before that,
she would call me once a week.
See, I think that's a symptom of love. I think somebody who takes time out of their life to call and check on you or to say hi or just a phone call, I think is a symptom of love. Look for behavioral signs, and it may be that what you'd like for her to do is invite you to have lunch with her once a month. Look for behavior that would make you happy, because some terrible things have been done in the name of love. You know, I love you, and that's why I'm beating the daylights out of you. I mean, so be careful about the abstraction of love. Most of us are going to be safer and happier if we look at the behavioral manifestation. So it may be to say that we get back in that how we get back in the habit of calling each other. How often before the letter did you call her?
Oh, I would call her quite frequently, twice a week.
Okay. Well, that may be one of the things to talk about, of whether or not she likes to be called, whether that was, is there times when you called her, did she take your phone call, or did she say she was busy, or what was the response?
She took the call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so phone calls, you're in good shape. What else? What kind of one thing could she do that might make you feel more loved, might make you feel that respect is kind of a tricky thing. But what behavior could she offer you or demonstrate that might make you feel good about this relationship?
Well, I don't know. And let's see if this might be irrelevant, but after my mother had died 5 years ago, she took everything, saying Mom said she could have it. Never gave any of us anything.
What do you want?
Like a token.
Okay. I think if you can figure out specifically something you'd like, of just saying...
Well, I know what I would like.
What would you like?
And I asked her about it, but she said, over my dead body will you get it?
Well, that probably means, you know, eventually. It may be in her will. But what is it that you wanted?
It was a purple ring my mom had gotten after she got divorced, and she wore it all the time. And
okay, does your sister wear it all the time?
No.
Would you wear it all the time?
Yes.
All right, try this. What if you said to her, you know the purple ring, and I know that you want it, and that's okay. Would you be willing to let me take it to a jeweler or give me a copy of it so I can get a copy made so you can have the original, that I get that I can have a copy made so it will remind me of it, and that you leave it to me in your will? Would that work for you?
That sounds good. I'll run it by her.
Yeah. But if you can think of something that you haven't already asked for,
right.
And maybe your response is, I liked what you said, I just thought maybe it would be helpful to have a little bit more specific example. But to say, I know you were the firstborn, but I would, if you'd be willing to part with just some token, and maybe we could switch it back and forth, maybe I could borrow it for a month and then return it to you, that just so something that I had kind of as a talisman for Mom, that maybe we could switch back and forth, that I could borrow it and give it back, and would that work for you?
You know, that might do it.
Okay.
That might do it. You see, my mother, when she was in her right mind, she was out here at my house. I asked her about the ring.
She promised it to both of you. Listen, my mom is, I watch you with my mom. And my mom doesn't have really very much that's very valuable. But she had a lot. I grew up in Colorado mostly, so she had a lot of turquoise. She had sterling silverware. She had not the plate stuff. She had the real stuff. And she had, what else did she have? She had a diamond ring. And she's promised each of us that we could have each of those things. And she has four daughters and two sons. And she's promised, I've seen her promise them to everybody. And so one of my sisters just took the stuff, and nobody knew where it was for a while, and we finally discovered she just took it. And her response was, well, Mom gave it to me. Well, Mom had given it to all of us because, you know, moms want to be popular and they want their kids to love them, and sometimes they forget who they've given it to. So that's not the thing to go on. I think the point is to be your sentimental self and say, you know, I listened to this woman on the air, and she said her mom gave each of the valuable things she had to each of the kids, not one per, but all of it to one. And she would just promise whomever the kid was in the room at the time that she would get all of it. And one of my mother had a fairly nice diamond that she didn't get till my father actually gave it to her on the night I got married, which was a bizarre thing. And my sister took this very nice diamond. It wasn't huge, but took a very nice diamond and traded in for a whole bunch of diamond chips, which means she took something that was fairly valuable and made it into nothing. But that's another story. The point being that you could say to your sister, you know, I know that Mom gave you the stuff. What I would really like is for you to think if there's something that you'd be willing to part with, say, for 6 months or a couple months, and I could borrow it and give it back to you. And we could maybe kind of do that, and maybe there's something that I have that you'd like that we could kind of trade back and forth so that both of us get to have something that was important to Mom, is important to us, and I can leave all of that stuff to you and my will, and you can leave any of the stuff that... Does she have children?
No, she never could have any.
Okay. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it may be that it still may be valuable. I don't know how your children feel about their grandmother's stuff. They may or may not be sentimental.
I have a daughter and three grandchildren.
Okay. So it may be that you can sit with your sister and say, maybe that's one of the things to do with this lunch, is to say, look, I have this, this, and this of Mom's, and what I thought I would do was leave it to you in my will, with the idea being if I predecease you, you get it, with the idea being if you'd be willing to leave it to my daughter at your demise so that you get it firsthand and you get it as long as you live, and then she gets it so it stays in the family.
Right.
So that's a possibility. In other words, the more that you're offering your sister, because one of the things that happens with the big sister, little sister dynamic is the big sister, not even they're bossier. They're the ones who had to babysit. They're the ones in charge. They're the ones who pay for everything. And so sometimes they get a little cranky. So when little sisters offer to do anything, it melts the heart of the big sister because they're so used to giving rather than taking. One of my sisters offered me a massage at one point, which I just thought was the most wonderful thing ever because she said, I want to do something for you. And I just thought it was remarkable and wonderful. And it made her feel good, too, because with little sisters, big sisters always loom larger. So sit down and figure out maybe a list and maybe even taking something to the luncheon that says, you know, I had the family photo album or something. Or what I wanted to do was to tell you that if I predecease you, you get any of the stuff that I have from Mom. What I'd like is if you leave any of the things that I give you to my daughter, when you pass on, so that it stays in the family. And she made that, and then say, look, if there's anything here that you'd like to, we could share it. We could put out timeshare on these things, and so both of us can have the benefit while both of us are alive.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yay. Monica, you're my hero.
We got it.
All right, sweetie. 855-993-7569. You're most welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation? Get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you forget the... I know. Did you forget the music for the DVD releases? I know. I was sitting
totally
here being quiet.
That. I am sorry.
Oh, Jacob. All right. All right. All right. You have to make some noise. You have to sing or something to do it. Ready? Go.
Do now available on video and DVD.
Not bad. All right, we've got basically three or four big releases coming out this week. This is, again, a strange time of year, although I say that, and reminding myself that Silence of the Lambs actually came out on Valentine's Day. I remember thinking that they should have a beating heart as their logo. Never mind. Which won a lot of awards. But this time of year, generally speaking, is not. I know Ryan Reynolds did very well with Deadpool. Partially because the rest of the movies that were out were just terrible. Which is nothing to take away from the cute Ryan Reynolds. Ask Blake Lively if you don't think he's cute. That's his wife. All right, we've got The 33 coming out, which is starring Antonio Banderas. It's also got some great cameos in it. The true story of the 2010 Chilean mining accident that trapped 33 men underground for 69 days. That's 2+ months. This came out of Warner Brothers, and one of my really good friends at Warner Brothers said, you need to come and see this. And I said, I need to not see this. I'm really claustrophobic. And he said, no, come see it. You can sit on the aisle. If you have to leave, I understand. And I was okay, partially because where they're trapped is in a huge cave that basically looks like somebody's living room, and I just kept not thinking about them being several miles underground. It's an interesting flick. It didn't do terribly well, and I'm not sure exactly why not. I thought Antonio Banderas was good in it. It's not really his movie. And what's going on, they keep going back and forth between what's going on above ground and what's going below ground. Juliette Binoche is very good in it. I don't know why it didn't work. One of the reasons it didn't work terribly well for me, even though I liked it much better than I thought I was, is that this was the 33 that were saved. There were, I think, about 270 that actually were trapped, and so most were not saved. But having said that, it's a well-made movie. It's an interesting movie. Some of the special effect or the lighting is terrific, and the ingenuity that was used, and the frustration, and it. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be minors, I think is certainly part of the point of this movie. But then most of us didn't want our babies to grow up to be minors either. A Black Mass stars Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger. And most people really liked his performance. It's a story of corruption and set in Boston, which, as is Spotlight, which is also a story about corruption set in Boston. This one, there was a documentary called The United States, Whitey Bulger versus the United States of America, The United States of America versus Whitey Bulger, one or the other, which was a documentary that came out last year, or maybe even the year before, which I thought was better. Johnny Depp looks very much like Whitey Bulger, but this didn't quite work, and I'm not sure exactly why. Steve Jobs stars Michael Fassbender as obviously Steve Jobs. I like this movie a lot. I think Michael Fassbender is a terrific actor who really loses himself in the role. You don't really think, oh, well, gee, that's Michael Fassbender. I thought he was really good in this. I liked it a lot. I think I liked it better than most people did. I don't think he was nominated for any real awards for this one, even though I thought he should have been. Maybe because that Steve Jobs, first of all, I thought this was much better than Jobs, which was the one with Ashton Kutcher that came out a year before. If you haven't read it, you should probably read the Steve Jobs biography by Abramson. It's terrific. It's huge. It's like 750 pages or something, but a really interesting man. But it's hard to portray thoughtful, quirky people, I think, on film, because it's all in their head as opposed to their behavior. Certainly not a lovable honey bear of a man, but still. Bryan Cranston plays in Trumbo, which, again, all of these movies are, what's the word I want? They're all interesting. They're all worth your time. None of them are fantastic. And I'm not sure, I think the reason that none of them are fantastic is for different reasons. Trumbo, even though Bryan Cranston, I think, is a wonderful actor, I saw him on Broadway, but the idea of Trumbo is he was blacklisted but continued to write and actually won some Oscars under somebody else's name. The person, I think, who walks away with Trumbo is Helen Mirren playing Hedda Hopper, and she's unbelievable in it. I guess, again, that you've got, in some ways, with Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger, Michael Fassbender playing Steve Jobs, and Bryan Cranston playing Trumbo, you all have men who basically lived a lot in their heads. I mean, certainly of the three, Whitey Bulger actually killed people, but most of the time you're dealing with what's going on inside his head, and that doesn't work terribly well in a movie. I mean, we like superheroes who make a lot of noise and beat people up, right? So, I don't know. Anyway, all of them are worth seeing. None of them quite work as well as you'd hoped. And the 33 is you've got a whole bunch of guys sort of trapped underneath ground, so you've got the same kind of issue. But all of them are worth looking at. They're they're not important movies, but they're relatively entertaining. So I would encourage you to see any of the four of them. You can check out drjoy.com for more reviews. And we've got the Oscars coming up at the end of the month. There's a huge amount of speculation on that one, partially because there's no obvious front runner. I think there are a couple movies that came out last week. Truth came out last week, which before I saw Spotlight, I liked a lot, which is the Dan Rather story, told from the point of view of his producer, so not without bias. And the Bill Murray Rock the Casbah came out as well. Again, not a terrific movie, but fun to watch. This is the time of year where you may want to catch up on DVDs. You may want to catch up on things that you hadn't quite seen. Other than Ryan, most of the movies haven't done very well, except, obviously, Star Wars. But that came out last year, so we're already into February, folks. So a good year to check out, a good time of year to check out DVDs, because most of the stuff in movie theaters is January, February kind of stuff, which is not necessarily terrific. Okay, 855-993-7566. It was a very busy program today. Folks, for those of you who feel that you can't wait on hold, and again, it's going to vary from day to day. I have no way of knowing when we're going to have a really busy day or days when we're going to have a relatively quiet day. But I know one of our callers was calling from Japan, at which point it was 3 o'clock in the morning. If you call right at the beginning of an hour, we can usually get you on relatively quickly. Because I tend to take calls in the order they come in, as opposed to saying, well, I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning where you are, just because it gets a little confusing. So, but I'm here, and I'm ready to take your phone calls, and I look forward to talking with you whenever you can get around to calling me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.